Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. It's 104.5 The Zone. Chad Withrow, Paul Kuharski with you at First Tennessee Park. Sounds at Iowa Cubs tonight at 7:05. We're going to talk a little football, though, right now. Austin Price from BallQuest.com. Also a reminder, coming up at 1 o'clock, we haven't taken any calls today. We're going to take a bunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Trivia Trifecta with some great prizes on the line coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, Austin Price from BallQuest.com to talk some balls with us. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, you guys.
Doing well. So the news came down just recently, Austin, that Woody Washington from Oakland High School here in Murfreesboro deciding to go to Oklahoma, commits to the Sooners. What was the situation with Woody Washington? It seemed that Tennessee cooled on him a bit. Is it simply that his size profile doesn't fit what they want at that position? What happened with Tennessee and Woody Washington?
Well, I think the Coach Pruitt and company wanted Woody to come in camp and let them kind of see for themselves what he could do. Woody went to camp at a couple of different places. He camped at Ohio State, he camped at Florida State, Georgia, and Alabama. He got hurt at Alabama and subsequently kind of shut it down. Hasn't been doing a whole lot with his high school team as far as like off-season conditioning, since he got hurt. He's trying to get healthy. And thus he had to miss Tennessee's camp. And when he did not camp at Tennessee, then I think that, it was the writing was on the wall that he was headed elsewhere. And he liked Oklahoma for quite some time. So Oklahoma's getting a really good football player, tough-minded, hard-nosed football player. And I think he can play a couple of different positions in college. I think he can play corner. I also think he can play safety. I think he's a versatile player in the back end for whoever gets him, and that's Oklahoma as of today.
I know it's kind of a slow time right now with a lot of players leaving campus for the last chance they really get. There's a lot of news out there. I know you had some recently about J.J. Peterson, maybe the biggest signing Tennessee had late in the game under Jeremy Pruitt, still not with the team right now. What's the latest in that situation? Do you expect the linebacker J.J. Peterson to eventually join the team?
Well, I think if you're Jeremy Pruitt and company, there has to be some quiet concern there. Say all the right things and, say you expect J.J. to get here. Rush Probst told me at J.J.'s high school coach that, J.J.'s got a couple more things to take care of. But, the good news is he said, he'll be there for the start of fall camp. Just doesn't know when. He could be there as early as July 26th up till the first day of camp, which is August 2nd, August 3rd. So, I think it's important for J.J. to get whatever he needs to get it done, and get up here. Because I do think that the last couple of months would have been nice for him just to kind of get yourself acclimated. It's kind of like getting in the pool. You go over to the steps and you just kind of casually get in. That's June and July as a true freshman. Instead, he'll get here in August. He's just getting shoved in the deep end, guys. And, hopefully he's ready to swim. If he's able to get all of his stuff done and get here for the start of training camp.
What's the latest on Brant Lawless? I know a similar situation. Is he going to end up a Tennessee Vol this year?
Still trying to get a few things done. He's still hoping to get to Tennessee. But as we said, a month and a half ago, it was going to be a tough road. And at this point, it's one I'm watching, but I would be somewhat surprised if he ends up in Knoxville in August.
We just had Dave McGinnis on with us, and he's going to be a part of the Coach to Coach show with Doug Matthews. And we were talking during the break, and Jeep Crist actually worked for him with the Cardinals, and he said that Keller Crist learned how to swim in his pool when Jeep was one of his coaches, and now Keller Crist, of course, vying to be the starting quarterback at Tennessee. what I keep hearing about him, Austin, is that he's a lot bigger than you'd expect when you see him in person. What else have you heard about Keller Crist and his time there in Knoxville? Is he trying to throw with teammates? I mean, what's been his approach so far, as he's a guy who looks to have a viable chance to be the starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to formulate those, you know, relationships and a really good rapport with that wide receiver core. And Keller's a great teammate, from talking to some players out at Stanford to talking to, you know, people around Tennessee's football program. You know, I mean, just a guy that, you know, no matter what happens, you know, you're out there in 7-on-7, receiver drops the ball, he's the first to go over and pat him on the butt, tell him to hang in there and get it next time. You know, not one to hang the head and, you know, pout. You know, a true pro's pro. Keller's a big kid. I mean, yeah, you go back to when he was out there watching practice when Stanford was on quarter break out there, and he's a big kid. I mean, I can't imagine what he's going to look like in pads. So, you know, they are getting a big specimen at quarterback. He's not the, you know, fleetest of foot, not got the greatest arm, but he's got a good arm, and he's a good enough athlete, and he's super smart. And that's the thing, is he's going to rely on his ability to get the ball out quick, to know where he's going, to see the defense. And, you know, you can overcome not being the fastest guy or having the strongest arm if you, you know, get things out on time, and he's known for that.
You know, Tennessee swung and missed on some big prospects from their backyard recently. T. Higgins, and I'm blanking on the name now, the Knoxville Catholic big
Cade
lineman.
Mays.
Cade Mays, thank you. There's another big Knoxville Catholic lineman, Bryn Tucker, in the class of 2020. He narrows his list down, and Tennessee is on that list. How big is it for Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt to not swing and miss on the other top, you know, top guy, 4 or 5-star prospect from their backyard with Bryn Tucker?
I think it's huge. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, what Brian Tucker brings to the table, you know, he's a big kid. And what he's figured out is he's listening. A lot of kids, you know, if they're a corner, but the college coaches expect them to play safety, they don't want to hear that. You know, he's a tackle in high school, but he has bought into what the college coaches have told him: you're a guard or a center. And so he's really kind of bought into that. Now, that goes a long way, that kind of mindset, not fighting it, so to speak. You know, I mean, look at Jason Witten. He really wanted to play defensive end. Philip Fulmer said, you're a tight end, and, you know, the rest is history. And so, you know, I think you've got to listen to those college coaches when they start trying to project where you're going to play. But I think it's huge, not only him, but his teammate and Cade Mays' little brother, Cooper, who continues to grow. He's 6'3", 255 pounds. Looks very much the part, and when he gets in the college weight room, he's going to look even better. He's more athletic than Cade. He moves a little better than Cade. He's just not the mountain Cade was. And there are other players. You know, Elijah Young at South Doyle has an offer from Tennessee. A lot of kids from the mid-state, Keyshawn Lawrence right on down the list, and a lot of kids from West Tennessee. That 2020 group, don't let me forget Reggie Grimes, who I think is as good a player as anybody in the state out at Mount Juliet. That 2020 group is a special group, and one that Coach Pruitt likes a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a big class for him. No,
Chad,
no doubt
pumping
about
his fist over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm a Mount Juliet grad. I'm glad that you got Reggie Grimes, the mention in there for him, for sure. It's when you look at Rick Barnes in Tennessee basketball right now, this is the last question for you. It's amazing how he built things there in Knoxville, and they had all this success. And just now, when that people have seen that success, he's really getting his foot in the door with some top 50, top 100 national prospects, which is funny because I feel like most fans thought that would come from day one with Rick Barnes. He built it a different way, and now that's gotten him in the door with some bigger prospects. Are you seeing it that way with some of the guys that have Tennessee on their list?
I am. I do. I think it's taken a little bit of time, but the fact that Tennessee has gotten more and more national exposure, and they're doing it with guys that, you know, he just kind of, you know, saw potential in and kind of cultivated and got them to improve. You go back to Kevin Punter his first year and what he was able to do for Kevin Punter's jump shot, and then right on down the list, the improvement, Admiral Schofield. Who saw him becoming the three-point force that he is now and the really just all-around talent that he is 2 years ago? I sure didn't. You know, what kind of leap can Grant Williams make from sophomore year to junior year? How does he improve his game? Same thing with several of those players. We talked about it on Monday. when you look at some of the players on this team, they didn't add a ton. They added DJ Burns, who, you know, basically skipping his senior year of high school. But what he's done on an improvement side, Chad, if he can do the same thing for a guy like Eve Pons, Jalen Johnson, right on down the list, that's where this program continues to exceed. And then they start adding guys like potentially Trey Mann, you know, or the young man from Bell Buckle in Middle Tennessee. I mean, it's good to see Tennessee kind of swimming in waters against some of the elite teams in college basketball for players, and not necessarily saying, okay, well, we're going to beat out these smaller schools for this guy, but we think we can turn him into something. They're trying to get the big-time players and get them to improve, and if that happens, then you'll start seeing repetitive, you know, landings for Rick Barnes and company with big players.
Austin Price, he joins us Monday and Friday here on the Midday 180. He's with VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, always great, man. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll chat with you on Monday.
You too, guys.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. It is time. Trivia Trifecta returns when we come back. Load up those phone lines. There's already one contestant on the line right now. Load them up. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. Trivia Trifecta is next.
As difficult as the question is, I have prepared some for you.
It's the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.